So the question is this: how do you become a healthy, lean and fit vegan, all while having fun and making it a sustainable lifestyle you enjoy living? If you want to know the secrets to losing fat effortlessly, building vegan muscle and positively impacting the people around you every single day, then this is the right podcast for you. I'm Fritz Horstmann. This is the Vegan Fitness Podcast. Welcome to the Vegan Fitness Podcast with your host, Fritz, your vegan coach, Fritz. And for this episode, I'm super pumped because we'll talk about how to make 2019 your best year. I'm super, super pumped for that. I know it's already the middle of January, but still, this is super, super valuable since 2019 is still very young and you want to crush it, right? So that's why you're listening to this podcast. You want to grow as a person, you want to lose fat as a vegan, you want to gain muscle, you want to finally overcome the information overwhelm and make sure that 2019, you're finally moving towards your goals. So that's why I want to do this quick and very valuable podcast for you guys. This podcast, I know, has been a bit of a break, but now I'm ready to freaking crush it again, ready to get going, and you get weekly episodes. I promise that, so stay tuned for that. Super pumped. And yeah, let's dive right in. So actually, why am I talking about this? Just because this damn podcast, of course you listen to it because you want to grow. You want to see a change. You want to make 2019 your year. And you got to realize if you don't execute, if you don't pay attention to these five core things that I will share with you today, the five core things, how to make 2019 your year, then you'll probably, not make it your year. And that's not what we want, what you want, right? So you want to achieve a goal you set out for yourself, whatever it may be. And that's what I want to tackle with these five core things, because it's just these five core things, not more, not less, just these five core things. So let's dive into them, should we? So the first thing that you need to do is act with intention. Act with intention, which is a fancy way of saying set goals. Set freaking goals for your 2019 if you haven't yet. So setting goals is the big first step, a super important step that a lot of people don't do. They just say, okay, I want to lose some fat, I want to gain some muscle, I want to finally make this habit stick and whatever, but they don't execute. They don't execute and they don't really set specific goals they want to move towards. So set goals for 2019, meaning where do you want to be 1 year from now? Where do you want to be at the end of 2019? Saying to yourself, wow, I'm so freaking proud. I made this change. I'm looking so good. I'm feeling so good, having such a big impact. I'm impacting the people around me. I'm impacting my job, my career, and I'm feeling so freaking grateful and happy to do it. Where do you want to be at the end of 2019? Set a real goal, set a measurable goal that you can really measure in the end. Not just say, okay, I want to lose some fat. Say, I want to hit 20% body fat. I want to fit into that dress. And I want to hit that number for my bench press. Be really specific about the end of 2019 goals. I also do this. I also set, for me, a goal for end of 2019. I want to be 95 kg lean, looking lean, not overly puffy like last year. And that's what I'm moving towards to. I have a very clear number in mind that I want to move towards to. And that's for 2019. But don't forget to also set quarterly goals. Also set quarterly goals, basically meaning goals for every 3 months, right? So you have four quarters in 1 year. Set goals for each of them. So you have actually a roadmap that you will go through to really achieve them. Because if you only think about the end of 2019 goal, it will be too overwhelming for you. You may lose motivation and it may seem very far away. But if you feel like, if you set quarterly goals for every 3 months, then they will be very achievable and you will continuously move towards them and feel and see that you're moving towards them. That's like, think about this like going on a hike up a mountain. Then at the beginning, if you are like at the bottom of the mountain, you may think, you may look up and you may like, damn, that's very far away. And it may be overwhelming for you. You may be turning back. You may be having all your gear on, all your hiking gear. But when you see the mountain, you're like, nope, I'm out. I'm out of here. It's too far. It will take me too long. It will be too challenging. So I'm out of here. the same thing could be for your fitness. If you see, okay, I want to lose 30 kilos, or I want to finally get rid of my skinny fat physique, and it may seem very far away for you. But if you think about quality goals, then you see it in front of you. And going back to the mountain story, when hiking up a mountain, you also have quarterly goals, meaning, okay, this is the first tour that we'll do. It will take us 2 hours to get there. We'll do a break there. Then we'll take another 4 hours to get there. We'll do a break there. This will be more challenging, and this, and on and on and on. So it's always like in quarterly steps, you could say, so that you really reach a goal at the end, which is the top of the mountain, which is the goal at the end of 2019. So firstly, act with intention. Have you yet set goals for 2019? Let me know. Shoot me a message on Instagram or whatever, wherever you want to. Awesome. First core thing is act with intention. Second thing is process goals. So set process goals. So basically the first thing was to set like goals, and now you need to set process goals, which means break your goals that you set for yourself in the first step into process goals. So process goals, what does it mean, Fritz? What the heck are you talking about? Process goals are just the daily and weekly processes you do to move towards a goal. So if you want to lose, let's say you want to lose, you want to get rid of skinny fat physique, have a lean physique, have abs, have this V shape that you want. How do you break it down? Process goals, you break it down into, I want to work out, I will work out 4 times per week, 1 hour each. I will go on a run once a week. And then you say, I will hit these and that macros for the first month. I will hit these macros for the second month. I will do weekly grocery shopping at this time, of the week. I will do daily journaling. I will do daily meditating. All these things are processes that you will do on a daily basis that really move you towards the goal. A lot of people also, like, they don't understand the difference between goals and processes or projects. They say, like, okay, I want to eat healthier. That's actually more a project. That's not necessarily a goal. Like, you are, what is the outcome of that? What is the outcome of you eating healthier? Lose weight. You want to lose weight, right? So what is the process to get there? Eating healthier, for example. And now you need to set process goals, things you do on a daily and weekly basis that really move you towards that. So working out, meal planning, daily steps, mindset routines like journaling and meditating, all of these things. Set process goals. And I want to give a quick example. So a client of mine in the academy, in my coaching program, my online coaching program, Nia Rika, she freaking crushed it the past 2 weeks. An interview is coming up, actually, so stay tuned for that on the podcast. She just lost, like 1 kilos or a bit less than 1 kilo in 1 week without ever focusing on her goal. She just focused on the process goals. So she told me, yo, I was not obsessed about the scale. I was not obsessed about the number that I'm moving towards to. I was just obsessed with sticking to the process. So showing up to the gym, showing up to the meal prep, staying my framework. And guess what? The fat loss, the weight loss, just came with that. It just came with that, with her executing on the process. And she felt so happy doing it because, of course, setting goals is important. It was step one. But if you obsess over them too much, then, yeah, you may get crazy and you might quit. So always focus on process. Ask yourself on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, did I do this? Did I do that? Did I hit the gym 4 times? Did I follow my framework? And if you say yes to that, then the goals and the achievements, the results will come with that. Of course, keeping in mind that you have the right strategy and planning in place. That, of course, needs to be in place. That's the second thing. Have process goals. Basically, ask yourself, are you doing the process? Third core thing to crush it in 2019 is show up. Show up, which is, of course, super important, which basically means you need to show up to these processes, showing up to workouts, showing up to meal prepping, and following the framework. Just that way you will achieve your goal. And why? Because action breeds motivation. So if you feel like you're lacking motivation, I don't want to show up to the gym, I don't want to meal prep, I feel very unmotivated, then just act, because action breeds motivation. Once you get going, once you do things, once you execute on things, you will build momentum. You will build momentum, and that's the fastest way to build motivation. Anytime you feel low energy, you feel unmotivated, you feel overwhelmed, just get into action. Just get into action, show up to the gym, prep your meals, and you will build motivation doing it. That's just how it works. That's just not how it works, not only for your fitness journey, but also for life, for business. If you want to crush it in business, you need to just get going. Yeah, you cannot contemplate and feel overwhelmed and I'm such a victim and stuff. Of course, you all have challenging times, but just once you get going and put action forward, you will get motivation. You will feel so in momentum. Momentum is one of the best things to build, of course, on your journey. And yeah, just my main message with this is action breeds motivation. So just get up, get in front of the door and get into the gym. I have an example when it comes to building habits. I don't know the name of the book anymore and I don't know the name of the woman anymore, but there was a woman who wrote a book about building habits, and she built a habit of going to the gym every single morning at 6. And how did she build that habit? She started by starting small habits. It's called like the 2-minute rule, which means that once you want to build a habit, for example, working out early in the morning, firstly set a goal to complete a 2-minute task that will move you towards that target. So for her, it was going outside the door and raising her hand and hailing at a cab, which the cab then took her to the gym, right? Once she did that, she was in the routine. There was no going back. She was just into it and she made the workout happen. And the only goal she set for herself every morning was going outside of the door and raising her hand and hailing at the cab to get going. So that's also like a small hack if you want to build a habit. Set yourself like such a small 2-minute goal every single day. If you want to like go for a run after work, for example, then set yourself the goal to just step in front of the door with your shoes laced, with your gear on. And once you are in front of the door, you can do anything you want. You can go for a run, which you probably would do. You can also go back inside. The one thing that you need to do, just the one goal that you have, is to just get in front of the door with your gear on. I think that's super, super easy, and to do just a small little hack for you to really show up which was the third core thing to do, showing up. Fourth core thing to crush in 2019 is connect with like-minded people, with growth-oriented people, with a community of people who want to transform. Best would be a community of vegans who want to transform their body, lose fat, gain muscle, and have a big impact doing it. And once you have that in place, you will be so motivated. You will be so motivated because unconsciously the tribe will move you forward. You will feel like, okay, everyone else is crushing it. I want to crush it as well. I will keep moving forward. I'm not alone on this journey. I want to have a big impact. I want to change my life and transform my body and finally get over this. Make 2019 my year and connect with people. That was the big message. Pretty straightforward. And the fifth core thing to do is accountability. So having accountability in place, get accountability with a coach, someone that freaking wants you to crush it, that sets you high standards, that is there for you, that gives you tough love to crush it, and also a community that also holds accountable, that you can talk to, that can ask questions, that you can just go to if you have any challenges, and also set yourself like for the week goals, write them in a group, and then you get held accountable by the community, because accountability, make sure to sustain your goals, right? Sustainability comes through accountability. Friends and family, in my opinion, are not a great accountability partner most of the time, because most of the time, you just hold them accountable. You just hold them accountable and then you fall off on your own. If you have friends and family that are great with that, that's fine. Go for it. But the best thing is to just freaking commit and have someone that really holds you accountable. I myself have accountability going on. I have business coaches that hold me accountable as fuck. Sorry for the swing. Every single week, I have fitness and nutrition coach as well. I also get coached with my buddy. I want to also get to the next level. And I also get held accountable. That's just super, super crucial. And that was it. The five core things. Not more, not less. Those are five core things. Act with intentions. Attention, which basically means set goals. Secondly, set process goals, which means break these goals into daily and weekly processes. to execute on a weekly basis. Thirdly, show up. So just show up, action breeds motivation, and set yourself 2-minute goals to build these habits. Fourth thing is connect with like-minded people, like community, with people move you forward, not hold you back, not hold you down. And the fifth thing was accountability. Just get people, hold you accountable, and set you high standards, right? So if you were like this episode, if you agree with these five things and agree to commit to them, so not just listen, but also execute on them, then where you're at right now, whatever it is, flex, go for a flex with the biceps. And if you agree with that, if not, just, I don't know, do something with your hands, like do a quick snap if you agree with that. So that would be awesome. And like I said, get into executing because only when you execute, you will make 2019 your year. Super pumped for me to start podcasting again. If you like this episode, make sure to rate it on iTunes. Scroll down on your phone a little bit. Yeah, you see the stars. You can give your star rating and a short little sentence. It really helps the podcast grow. It helps me get amazing guests on the show and me delivering more value your freaking way. So if you're excited about that, let me know. And I appreciate you listening. Really appreciate your time. And I hope this was helpful. 2019 will be our year. Just make sure to commit. And if you want to commit and to the next level of your body, transform your body, get rid of all the information overflow, stop wasting years of your time trying things, then hit me up because I have an online coaching program, the Game Changer Academy. I teach people how to lose fat, build the muscle the vegan way, having fun, having a fun community around them. And yeah, you can apply for it and we can see if you're a good fit for it. I only take on really committed people, right? So that's about that. Have a great day. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see each other on the next episode. Peace out.
Yes, yes. What did you think? What an amazing episode. Again, I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, please do me a favor and subscribe to my podcast and rate it on iTunes. It's very much appreciated. We'll see each other in the next episode. Until then, keep up the vegan vibes.